Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Proverbs chapter 14, reading verse 5. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. It says that a faithful witness cannot and will not lie. That is impossible for a faithful witness to lie. But a false or fake witness will utter lies. The title of our message is The Faithful Witness. He said, the one that is faithful cannot lie, but he that is false is a liar from the beginning. He utters lies continuously. That the faithful ones utters truth continuously. And so God wants us to know the faithful witness. That who is the faithful witness? Let the scripture tell us who is the faithful witness. Go with me to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, reading verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. That is clear. He says from Jesus Christ, he is the faithful witness. We shouldn't be in doubt. The scriptures cannot lie. The scripture says that the faithful witness is Jesus Christ. Now let's see who is the false witness. In John chapter 8, hear what the scripture says concerning the false witness. John chapter 8, reading verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That the devil is the liar, the false witness. That when he speaks, his falsehood is concerning himself. His testimony is concerning himself. And then he constantly utters lies. And so we've seen the faithful witness, who? Jesus Christ. Now he said to us, the false witness is the devil. That he is a liar from the beginning and the father of it. That is, everyone that is of him, that testify of him, he's the father of them. That the devil is that liar, that false witness. And then he says that he constantly utters lies. He always speaks of himself, is what he's saying to us. He cannot speak the truth because there's no truth in him. The truth is not in him. Who is a liar? Hear more from the scriptures. In 1 John chapter 2, in verse 22 to 23. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledge the Son hath the founder also. He said the liar is the one that denieth the Son of God, that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. What does that mean? That denieth that the Word of God is the Christ. He said he is that one that he's speaking of that is Antichrist, that denieth the Son, that the Son of God is come. He is that Word of God that was made flesh. He said he is the faithful witness. Witness of who? Of God. That the false fake one is he that denieth him. That he said John the Baptist did not deny him. He confessed. That means if we don't confess the Son of God, that is what it means that we've denied him. But he that acknowledges, he that confesses him, the same has the Father. Because he is the very Son of God, that God gave us his word. That the Word of God is the very Christ, the Son of the living God. That the liar is the devil that talks of his own. Instead of talking of the Son of God, instead of speaking of the faithful witness, the word that proceeded from God himself, the very testimony of God. He said that is the faithful witness. That is the only one that can witness the Father. That God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time except the only begotten Son who is in his bosom. He said he had declared him. He is that faithful witness. Then anyone who has not seen God and is talking of God, he said he is a false, fake witness. All others, fake. That it is only this one that is the faithful witness. Who? Jesus Christ, the Word of God in the Holy Bible. He says he that acknowledges him, he that testify of him, he said the same have the spirit of the scriptures in him. That's why Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 4, listen to what he says, reading from verse 1 to 3. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that he should come. And even now already is it in the world. He says it's already in the world. In the days of the apostles say that the Antichrist is he that denieth that the Word of God was made flesh, that the Word of God in the Holy Bible became a human. He is Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Where do we have that word today? In the Bible. He says anyone who acknowledges him and says that the Word of God is the Christ, the same has the Spirit of God. That don't believe every spirit. That all spirits are not of God. The one that testify of Jesus, that is of God. That testify that the Holy Bible is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He said that one is of God. Therefore, don't believe every confession, every testimony. He said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That is the testimony of the Holy Bible. That's why the apostle says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke, reproof, for he is that God. He said, this is how you try the spirit. Anyone that denies the Son does not have the Father, does not have the spirit of the scripture, that does not acknowledge him. How do we acknowledge him? We believe that Jesus is the Christ, that the Word of God is the Christ. That is the message, and that he is the faithful witness, for no man can witness God except this one, Jesus himself, that he is the express image of his person, that God expressed himself in writing in the Holy Scriptures. Who? The word that God spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai. When he finished speaking, he expressed every word in writing. He said that word is the Christ. Anyone that acknowledges that this scripture, this holy Bible is the Son of God, he said has the Spirit of God. Therefore, don't believe every testimony. The apostle says that who is the Antichrist, who is the liar, the one that denies that Jesus is not the Christ. But anyone that acknowledges that the Bible is the Christ, he has the Spirit of God, as God promised, that I will put my Spirit upon my sons and daughters. They shall prophesy, that the Spirit of the Scriptures will come upon human. Say yet the eternal God, whom we have never seen. And now he said they will be testifying of his Son. They will be speaking of his Son. Anyone who is speaking of the Son of God has the Father, for he dwells in the Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, he said, this Word of God is the faithful witness. He is the only true witness of God. He is the exact image of God. You cannot go to a goat, and a goat will be testifying of a lion. When you see a goat witness the goat. When you see a chicken or a fowl, you know this is a fowl. He says, when you come to this one, to who? To Jesus Christ, you see God in his face because he is that God. He's that express image of God, the Son of the living God, the scripture tells souls. That's why he's bringing us to himself. Hear what the Son of God says towards himself in Matthew 24, reading verses 23 to 28. And if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. He says, don't believe their lies that I have told you. There will be many fake Christs and fake prophets. But I have told you who the scripture says, look unto him. Don't believe their lies. They will tell you that he is up there in the mountain. Don't believe them. That Christ is the Word of God. He says, as the lightning shineth from one end of the earth to the other, so is the revelation of Jesus Christ. He is on location that God will show him that is the blessed, the only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, that it is his word he gave power, that God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. Who? The Word. That he is the faithful witness. That they will come and be telling you that God says. He said, don't believe them. This is what God says. These are the true sayings of God. Who? The scriptures. They are the only sayings of God. That's why the apostles say to us that every scripture came by the inspiration of God. That it didn't come privately. Holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That this is the sure word of prophecy. This is the settled word of God. He said, don't believe them. But I've told you that there will be many false and fake Christs. There is no truth in them. The truth is in Christ. That we're looking for Jesus Christ. He said he is this word of God. This word we are reading in the Bible. He said, I have told you. Who? The scripture says, I have told you before it comes to pass, so that you know that the scriptures cannot lie, that the fake ones are coming. They will be doing like the genies and jambres did in Egypt, these magicians, did in Egypt. He said they will show you signs and wonders until the Lord rebuked them. The serpent they did was swallowed up. He said that's how Christ will swallow up every lies. That the scripture is the true witness. All of that's fake. The fake news will be swallowed up. Fake gospel will be swallowed up. The gospel is the gospel of the Holy Bible. That God is speaking to us by his son. Hallelujah. That son of God is the word of God that is true from the beginning. Can never be changed. See Psalm 119 verse 160. Hear what the word of God says. Psalm 119 verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Are you hearing? He said the scriptures are true from the beginning. That's why he's saying the beginning was the word. Because by him all things were created and they endure forever. The heaven and earth which he created shall pass away, but the word is true forever, can never be removed. And that he is that faithful, unchangeable, unremovable witness of God, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hear what the angel told John in Revelation chapter 21 concerning the faithful witness. Reading from verse 5-6. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Are you hearing? He said, this written word. He said, write. That the scripture which is written. He said, these words are faithful and true. Verses. And he said unto me, it is done. Fantastic. He said the scripture is done. That's why he said that he spoke and it was done. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the host of them. He commanded and he stood fast that it is done. I read verse 6 of Revelation 21. I read it again. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He said, he will give anyone that want to drink of him freely. That's why he said, come and drink. Drink of me, as the scripture has said. That anyone that drinks from this fountain of the living water, out of his belly will be flowing out the testimony of Jesus. That he is that faithful witness. He is that true witness. He is the very word of God. That the word of God is in the Holy Bible. He said, when they tell you that the word of God is in that mountain with one man there, don't go. He said, when they said to you that word of God is now in the inner chamber, some secret place, he said, don't believe their lies. The Holy Bible is the seat of the word of God. He said, where the word of God is, that is where those who belong to the word of God comes to. Being born again by the spirit of the scripture, that the eagles will gather there. And so they cannot be deceived by the Janis and Jambri. They cannot be deceived by the hokey pokies, the magicians. Not possible. That they are magicians. Who? All these other ones. Jesus says, I am the truth. Who? The scriptures is telling us that this writing, they are true and faithful. They are done. It cannot be changed. It cannot be updated because they came from God directly. That's why he said to us in Hebrews chapter 1, listen to his word. Hebrews chapter 1, reading from verse 1-3. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He said, God himself, the living God, the only true God, spoke to the fathers through the prophets. He uses different prophets in different times and seasons. They were changed because no prophet could endure forever. So they will live for a season and they die. Then God was speaking with that prophet at that time. Then another one will come. Now in verse 2, he hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. He said the same God that was speaking to the fathers through the prophets, in these last days he has spoken by the unchangeable, unremovable Son of God. Therefore, anyone that comes today, he said they are false and fake, cannot be changed. That this Son of God is the Word, by whom he created all things. He is the heir of all things. By him all things were created, both visible and invisible. He is the express image of his person. The prophets were his servants. Now, he says those prophets cannot witness God. They were only witnessing Christ. They were all pointing to Christ. All the prophets were testifying of this day, of this time of Christ, that a time is coming that the God of heaven would come and be speaking to us directly through his Son. But no one knows whom the Son of God is except the Father. And now he says that the same God that was speaking to the prophets in the old time, speaking to the fathers through the prophet, he is now speaking to us through his word. He has shown him openly by raising him from the dead. He said, by him all things were created. And therefore, he says, when Christ has come, after Christ has come, all others are false Christ and false prophets. Fake. Today, he says there will be many that will come in his name, is what he's saying. Come in the name of the Holy Bible. But yet he said we have the Holy Bible, that in these last days he's now speaking to us from the Holy Scriptures. Therefore he says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear you him. Who said so? The Holy Ghost, the eternal spirit that gave us the Bible. He now says in this last day, it was all hidden. In this last day he has manifested his Son, by whom he made the world. And he says you should listen to him. He cannot be removed. He abided forever. And there anyone that has ear to hear should hear what the Son of God is saying. That he is the only faithful witness, the true witness of God. See what he said to them in John chapter 5. Hear what the Son of God said. John chapter 5. And he said this from verse 36. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. Are you hearing? He said he has greater witness than John. John was the last of the prophet. All prophets prophesied until John. He says, I'm not telling you of John. I have a faithful witness. That faithful witness is the work the Father has committed to me to do. That holy men wrote as they were moved by the Spirit of Christ, by the Word of God. They heard the Word of God and he said, right, it is done. He said, this very word that is written, they testify of him. They are his witness, the greater witness. That the greater witness is the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. That he has a greater witness than John the Baptist. He had a greater witness than Jonah. He has a greater witness than Solomon. That greater witness is the Bible himself. The Son of the Holy Ghost, the Son of the Spirit. And now listen in verse 37. And the Father himself, which has sent me, had borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. He says, I'm the very word of God. That the Father bore witness of me. That the Scriptures is the very word of God himself. He said they don't have his word abiding in them. that the Bible is not abiding in us. That's why we cannot understand his saying. That if the word of God abide in us and we abide in his word, then we will know that he is the faithful witness. That the Holy Scripture is that faithful greater witness. That we have a more sure word of prophecy. That you do where you take heed to him as a light. That this word of God, if he enter you, light of God will enter you. Who? The Holy Bible. He is that light. He says, I'm the light of the world. Anyone that follows me cannot walk in darkness. He said, they have not him in them. That's why they cannot understand what he's saying. When he says, I have a greater witness than that of John the Baptist, he says, I'm speaking of the scriptures. Look at it in verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. That does not need any explanation. He said the scriptures are his witnesses. The scripture are his evidence. The scriptures are his exact image on earth. That no one can come to the Spirit of God except through the scriptures. That he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. He is that faithful witness. And that if we come to this God, if we don't acknowledge him, he said the same person has done the Father. If we come to the scriptures and we don't acknowledge him as the Son of the living God, he said we don't have the Spirit of God. That anyone that comes to God, that comes to Jesus Christ, that comes to the Holy Bible, must believe that he is God. That God. That these are his witnesses. That John cannot witness him. As a goat cannot witness a lion, neither can a human being witness God. That God bore witness of himself. He expressed himself in writing. That is why he's called the express image of the invisible God. That God is a spirit. That spirit gave us the Bible, gave birth to the scriptures. He says, I have a greater witness. He said, you search the scriptures. Who? Humans. And they are thinking of themselves. He said, that is the liars. That you have your father, the devil. That you are speaking of yourself. He said, that is the lie. When they said concerning themselves and themselves alone, he said, that is the lie. And the father of lie. That we are to come to him. Now look at it in verse 40. And you will not come to me that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That there is life in the scriptures. He said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Who? God. He said his word are living. Therefore, when we come to the scripture, we have come to that living stone. That undiable stone, which the builders, the falsehood and fake prophets and the faith preachers have denied, have not acknowledged. He says that anyone that comes to him must believe that he has come to the living stone. Which made disallowed. That this stone is that living stone that was with them in the wilderness 40 years and they had in their heart against him. They will not drink from him. They will not drink the truth of the Bible. That the truth of the Bible is that he is the Christ. The Son of the living God. That anyone that does not confess him, that denies him, that is denying that the word of God was made flesh. That it is this word of God that was made flesh to give us understanding. Of God, that we may know God, the only true God, and Jesus whom he sent. That God himself, the almighty God, gave us his word to heal us and deliver us from our destructions, to deliver us from error, to deliver us from idolatry, to deliver us from fake Christ and fake prophets, so that we can know the true Christ, that the true Christ is the scriptures, the word of the Holy Ghost. And so that's why he's saying to us that anyone that you see constantly telling lies, he's of the devil. That Jesus is the true witness, the faithful witness. Anyone who have the Spirit of God will confess that Jesus is the Christ. That the word of God is the Christ. That is our preaching. That's the evidence of our testimony. If you believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confessing with your mouth, he said, you shall be saved. That everyone will pass through this judgment seat of the Holy Bible. What is the judgment seat? He said, by our saying, we shall be condemned. By our saying, we shall be judged. We shall be approved. That what is our testimony? Are we testifying of this faithful witness, this true witness from God, the Son of God, the Holy Bible, or are we talking of the falsehood, the devil? That's why he said, you have your father, the devil. They didn't know what he's saying. They are flesh and blood. flesh and blood cannot take the position of Christ. Impossible. He is a liar and father of it. That God is not a man that he will lie. The scriptures cannot lie because he is the very word of God, Jesus says. He says that we search the scriptures, we are thinking of ourselves. He said that is the lie. That is the error. That when we come to the scripture, we should come to him. He is that son of the living God. He is that faithful witness whose word is done from the beginning. He said he spoke is done. Can never be removed, is settled. And that settled word of God is this holy Bible we are reading, which is given to us by the eternal Father who loved us, so that we don't perish, so that we don't enter into the hands of falsehood, into the hands of men that are lying in wait to deceive, that his coming is like the lightning that shines from one end of the earth to the other. Christ is not hidden. Christ is this holy Bible. What is read many is said to believe. That we who have believed have entered into his rest. That the same word, the same Bible was preached in the wilderness. It didn't profit them. They couldn't enter because of unbelief. That it is this Bible we are preaching. This Bible. That after such a time, for a long time, he spoke again through David and said, today, if you hear the voice of the scripture, harden not your heart. That God himself was speaking to the fathers through the prophets. That David was a prophet. Prophet of who? Prophet of the scriptures. Jeremiah was who? A prophet of the scriptures. Samuel was who? A prophet of the scriptures. He says that we having the same spirit of the scripture, we testify of him. The faithful witness. Revelation 22. Reading from verse 6 to 7. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. These are the true sayings of God. What sayings? The sayings of the Holy Spirit. That these writing, this book, are genuinely the words of God. He said, blessed are they that keep this word of God as the Christ, as that one that is coming. He said, I come quickly. But somebody will say that it has been over 2,000 years ago. They said it's coming quickly. He said, we should be wise. That our time scale is not the time scale of God. That 1,000 years is like one day to God. He does not reason like us. And he's only patient so that we will come to the knowledge of the Son of God. That we should repent. That is the message. Repent, for the kingdom of Christ is here. The kingdom of Christ is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the Holy Bible, where the Bible rules in our heart. Rule in our mind. That we should believe. That he is that faithful witness. He cannot lie. That every word God has spoken is done. It must come to pass. And he says every knee shall bow to him. Every tongue shall confess that the Holy Bible is the Lord. That is the message. That he is that faithful witness. All other lies will be manifest. Did the magicians not bow in Egypt? Eventually the error was made manifest. They will not proceed further. Because there is one that God has set up. Cannot be removed. He said he's the Son of God, that no angel can sit in his seat. The angel said, look, I am his fellow servant that came to give you the message of the God of the holy prophet that spoke to the prophet, and he said, right, they are done. He says, I am telling you concerning this writing. Anyone that keep the sayings of this book, that this book is that Christ, and that is the message of Jesus Christ. That's why it's called the everlasting gospel of Christ. The everlasting gospel of the Holy Bible. It says anyone that keeps these sayings of God is blessed because they will come to pass. They are true and done. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.